to Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Yeah, welcome back, podcast world. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 880 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. You know, I've got another fun episode lined up for us. In today's show, I'm going to give away free seeds. Hang out, we'll talk more about those free seeds later on in today's show. Before we get too far, I do want to remind you that there is a tax day sale happening at iredirect.com. That's right, make sure you check iredirect.com for restocks and possibly a fresh drop of new testers. iredirect.com. Also, all orders over $100 do come with free shipping at iredirect.com. Also, I do want to invite you to join us at the Dude Grows Cup. That's right, the Dude Grows Cup is quickly approaching. The Irie Army will be there. I will be there. White Mike will be there. The Dude from the Dude Grows Show will be there. Scotty Real will be there. For all of the info, make sure you check dgccup.com for all of the links and details and, of course, how to get your tickets. The event is quickly approaching. Make sure you get all of your accommodations set up for that event. All right, that is all of the advertising here at the start of the show. Let's work our way into the question and answer portion of today's podcast. At the top of the show, I said I was going to give away free seeds. How can you win free seeds? It is very easy. I have a website. That website is iregenetics.com. On the top of that website, there's a row of tabs. One of those tabs does say Grow Help or Grow Questions. If you click on that tab, guess what? You can send me a grow question. If I read your question here on the podcast, I will send you a coupon code for a free pack of seeds off of iredirect.com. Today's first question came from the Grow Help tab on iregenetics.com. This question came from somebody who wants to be called JP. Big shout out to my new friend JP. Hey JP, make sure you check your inbox because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds. Also, make sure you check your spam because a lot of times your server thinks that my email is spam-a-lam-a-ding-dong. All right, the question goes a little bit like this. It goes a lot like this. It says, hey, Rasta Jeff, what's up, dude? It says, thanks for dropping all of the knowledge about feminized seeds and reversals lately. I'm glad you guys noticed that. Thank you. I make a lot of fem seeds. I feel like I've understood fem seeds and gotten it figured out, so it's great to share that with you. There's a lot of myths and misconceptions that come along with fem seeds, so I'm happy to speak knowledgeably about that subject. Thank you for noticing. It says, I have a question about choosing a female for a reversal. So what this listener wants to do is take a female plant and they want to reverse it. What that means is treat it with the product. There are a lot of great products out there. You can make your own silver thiosulfate, or there are a few ready-made products already sold that you can use. Some of them work, some of them I have not tried, but they want to treat this female plant with a product and put, it's a female plant, they want to treat it, that will make this female plant create anthers that contain female pollen, then they will put that female pollen on another plant. Let's read about and see what they want to do with that. I have a question about choosing a female for reversal. So they've got a female, they want to know how to choose a female that they're going to spray. From effects to structure, there are probably a dozen traits to consider. There are like 65 traits that I can think of off the top of my head to consider. What are the most important traits to consider when making the choice? So what are the most important traits to consider when selecting a female candidate for reversal? That's a very great question. Then it goes on. It says, perhaps you have two female keepers from half-sibling crosses. One foxtails and the other has spear top and dense colas. Everything else aside, which one flower structure would be better suited for male flower production? All right, so there is a lot to go on in this answer. The main answer is the plant you like the best, or the plant that looks like your goal is the plant to use. Then I said the plant will tell you what to do. So this person said they've got two sibling plants, two half siblings. Which one did they choose? You want to reverse one, and then what are you going to do with that pollen? Are you going to put it on a lot of things? Are you going to put it on itself? Are you going to put it on that other plant that is its sibling? I kind of want to know what you're going to do from there, but you want to know what to select for this candidate for reversal. In my opinion, it's all about what is your goal. Do you want to make tall, skinny plants? Do you want to make short, stout plants? Do you want to make plants that grow wide and bushy? Do you want to make plants with a giant apical top or something with a smaller top and more equally sized bottoms? What are you trying to make? What do you like? What grows best in your grow? What smokes best in your bong? What sells best in your circle? What works best for your medical community? What suits your needs? Because I like tall, skinny plants that take like 77 days and make a giant top cola and can be trellised out. And I like specific shit. Maybe, perhaps you grow in a way different environment. I'm sure that your brain chemistry and body chemistry are not 100% the same as mine. So we enjoy smoking similar yet different things. So I can give you advice on this, but it's all about what do you want? What do you want your offspring to look like? How do you want them to grow? How do you want them to smoke? What kind of buzz do you want them? What kind of medical effect do you want them to carry? That's a lot of this to consider. The beautiful part about using female plants that we're reversing is we can smoke these plants and we know exactly what this plant does. So we know what it's going to bring to the mix. These aren't my notes. I'm going way off of my notes here. I kind of think of breeding as like chefing. If you put chocolate and strawberry together, you're hoping to get chocolate and strawberry. But if you pour a little bit of vinegar in there, that vinegar is going to overpower. If you want to make a chocolate-flavored outcome, you got to put chocolate-flavored products into that. If you put garlic and eggs into your chocolate thing, it's not going to have the right flavor in the end. If you want to make a savory dish, use your garlic. And breeding, I think, works the same way. So what you want to come out is what you put in. You said one of the plants has airier buds and one has more dense buds. What do you want? And don't worry about the reversal, what it's going to look like, what would be better for reversal. Let's worry about what's going to be better as offspring for breeding, because they're both going to reverse. They should both reverse. There's rare cases where shit doesn't reverse well. They're both going to work, especially for like a personal breeding project. You're going to get productivity. You're going to get pollen. You're going to make seeds. So you said one makes foxtails. One has a spear top and dense colas. Which one do you like better? If you're growing for flower, a lot of people will prefer a nice dense cola. A long time ago, Dr. Dre rapped that rocks and hard buds were the way to go, and now we all believe that. But if you're making concentrates, if you're a hash maker, an airier bud, a fluffier bud, is easier to work with. There's more surface area. Imagine if I dunked my fist in powdered sugar. I get this much powdered sugar on the outside. If I open my hand and moisten my hand and dunk that in the powdered sugar, I get all the area between my fingers and in my palm. I get that much more surface area for trichome. That's easier to wash and blast off if you're a hash maker. So which one do you want? I know you're asking me for my guidance and my advice, but my advice is grow from your heart and breed with love. Grow these plants and see, and then you'll know. You're just going to know. In my opinion, you will know. A breeder knows. An artist knows. A musician knows. You know what note goes there. You know what color goes there. You know which plant to use. And if you can't decide, what's to stop you from using, what's to stop you from reversing both of them? Not at the same time, of course, but run a crop, reverse this one, use the pollen, clean up, start over, reverse the other one, do it again, then grow a bunch of the seeds side by side. What is to stop you? Now, I wouldn't be doing you any service. I didn't give you some actual shit to actually go over and actually look for to select from. What some traits to consider? Structure and shape are probably the first visual things you can see. How is that plant shaped? How is the structure? Like I said before, is it tall? Is it skinny? Is it wide? Is it stout? How are the branches? Can it hold itself up? That's shape and structure. What kind of frame does this plant have? That's going to tell you a lot about the plant anyway, how the buzz is going to be, the flowering time. You can tell that by looking at that shape and structure and leaf shape of that plant. Then the overall vigor. Does the plant grow super slow? Does it grow really quickly? Does it take off? Is it fucking wild? Does it go every which direction? Let's think about that. So we got a shape and structure. Then I'm going to think about how quickly it grows. Then does it handle my room and my style? It could be the most amazing plant on the planet, but if it doesn't work in my grow environment, if it doesn't get with my program, it's got to fucking go. It just doesn't work. That's just how it goes sometimes. Sometimes I'll find a plant that is good, but it doesn't fit my style, my room, and I'll breed it to something that really suits my grow to try to make the offspring more suited to my style. But if a plant doesn't work in my grow, it's got to fucking go, dude. So does it handle my style? Do we get along? It's like dating a girl. If she doesn't like riding around in my car and being in my house, we obviously aren't going to fucking work out, right? If she wants to be at a different environment than me all the time, then it's not going to work. The plants are the same way. Then I wrote down smoke. How are the terps? How's the buzz? The buzz to me is what matters. You know, it doesn't matter what it looks like, how it grows in the end. We're going to smoke it. That's what really fucking matters. Do I want to consume this product is the most important thing. So the one that you want to smoke, choose that one. It's got to fit my agenda. I wrote, what is the goal? Am I making hash plants? Am I making fast flowering plants? Am I doing it for sales? Do I want fast flowering, long flowering? Is there a specific terp or a specific trait or a specific medical benefit which I'm after? So many of these things would play into my breeding. And then also, if you are going outdoors or if you're in a room that gets powdery mildew, maybe think about plants. One of the traits would be the plants that show the least powdery mildew. If you put 10 plants, and this is just hypothetical, I don't know your environment. We could do other stressors as well. If you've got any stressor, you got 10 plants, the one that is most resistant to the stress in your room, drought, heat, humidity, powdery mildew, spider mites, whatever appears in your room, that one plant that goes, I don't get that, breed to that fucking plant. That's going to continue that trait. Hopefully the offspring have that trait. I said do both. Now, I give you a list of things that I would choose from. Structure, shape, vigor. It's got to handle my room. It's got to smoke well. It's got to smell good. It's got to fit my agenda. It's got to be the kind of plants that I want to make. And then why not do both of them? And also, let's think about, we said resistance. I think we covered most of the things, the traits that I would think about. So part of your question was, which one would be best suited for male flower? I wouldn't stress too much about the best suited for male flower. Best pollen donor with the best traits is what I would more focus on. And depending on how, a lot of this is going to depend on the dominance and co-dominance of the genes of these plants. And then the recessive traits and the dominant traits when you throw these. So think about, you have just a bunch of red marbles and a bunch of blue marbles. One plant makes red marbles, one plant makes blue marbles. You're going to throw them into a bowl, you're going to shake them, and then you're going to scoop them up. Whatever comes in that scoop is the traits that come with that plant. I should get the camera down like this, right? Whatever colors are in that little scoop are the traits that come in that plant. So all the traits from the mom plant and the dad plant, or the pollen donor in this case is still the dad plant, all those traits have been thrown into a bowl. Some of them are dominant. Some of them are recessive. Some of them are co-dominant. Some traits from the mom plant will pop up into this mix. And some plants from the dad on both sides, mom and dad on both sides, a couple of those marbles got thrown into this mix. Those are the purple marbles. Hopefully you can identify them when you grow it out. But all that shit ended up in your scoop. It depends on how the genes of these plants interact on what you're going to get. Sometimes you get exactly what you want. You can see what you're going to create by looking. You're like, I got red here, I got blue here. When I mix these, it should come out purple, right? That's what you would hope for as a breeder. Sometimes you're going to see this plant leans more red, or it leans more blue, or it's really purple. But sometimes you're going to get an orange fucking plant. You're going to go, what the fuck happened here? That's just the way the genetics can happen sometimes. Sometimes you get a bunch of blue plants and then a couple of purple plants out of the mix. That's just the way the genetics can mix. So selection is fun. Selection is great. But you're going to have to realize also that the genes are going to do their thing. So let me recap here, because I've been talking for a long time on this. I want to make sure I answered your question. I gave you my theory that the plants will tell you, like, just by looking at them, something in one will go, I'm the one you should reverse. And listen to that. You're not crazy. That's intuition, and that's strong. Listen to your gut. It will tell you. A question about choosing a reversal. Okay, I got it from effect to structure, probably half a dozen. I think I gave you half a dozen traits to think about here. Everything else aside. Okay, yeah. I would get away from the notion about which one is the best male flower candidate. That's a good idea. Unless you're making thousands of seeds for production, that's not going to matter. Both plants should make you a decent amount of pollen. You should make fem seeds from that. Pick the one that you like the best. The one that you enjoyed the best that looks like the goal is the one that I would reverse. And then I would pollinate the other one and a clone of the one you reversed as well. And do other plants as well while you're at it. Put a few other in that room. Just hit them. And then run all of those seeds and see what you've made. If you've been listening to the podcast, you understand why. I want to see if you take chocolate and you put it on lemon, strawberry, banana, and grape. I'm going to forget all those. But I want to see what the outcome is. Because if they all come out with the chocolate terp, we know that's coming from the chocolate plant. But if only one or two of them If one plant has a certain trait, that could have came from the mother plant in the breeding. We want to find the commonalities that that dude is adding to the mix. If they all come out with fucking, if they all glow in the dark, that came from the male. Any trait that all of the progeny has came from the male. Any of the other shit that seems rare in the crosses that you can't identify from other batches is what the female is providing. So that's why I'd say hit a bunch. Structure, vigor, handles my shit, smokes good, fits my agenda. And then what's to stop you from doing it both ways? My dude, you got me rambling pretty good on this podcast. Make sure you check your inbox for your free seeds. And once again, make sure to check that spam. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you like these nonstop ramblings, now's a good time to hit like and subscribe. That's right. Go ahead and mash that like button. Click subscribe. It's free. And then that way you don't miss any of this amazing cannabis cultivation content. All right, let's keep going. I've got another page here. This one also came from the Grow Help tab on iredirect.iregenetics.com. Two different websites. iRedirect for the seeds, iRegenetics for all of the other stuff. This one came from a friend who wants to be called Bum Clot. Welcome to the party, bro. The question says, weird question about seeds that I just don't understand. This is a good question because this tails right off of the last question that we just asked. This is going to work well. It says, I have a plant that's growing small towers of calyxes and foxtails, and the other four are growing in their own special ways. But my question is, and then a little drum roll happened in my head just now. Did you hear it? A little drum roll going on. Anyways, it says, is every pack of feminized seeds going to produce a wide range of phenotypes? It's a really good question, and I can't explain this. I can't answer if yes or no, but I have some input. Then what's the point of listing strain information if you plant five seeds and all of them have different morphologies, smell, and other traits? That makes sense. I get your frustration. It says, is this just something that happens with big seed companies versus smaller guys? That shouldn't be an issue. This is just a breeding thing. I'm just trying to determine if this is the case with all seeds or just lazy breeders. It's not really, a lot of times I would call out a lazy breeding technique. This is not lazy breeding. This is how feminized seeds work. This is, a moment ago I gave my analogy of pouring. So you've got plant A and plant B, you got colored marbles, you fill a bucket with the colored marbles, you mix them, you take a scoop. That is what you made genetically with those plants. Fem seeds are usually first filial generation. It is the first time that they are made. It is the first cross, which means there is no stabilization happening. In the cannabis realm, the word stabilization is used incorrectly a lot of the times. It can be used for sexual stabilization, but most of the time when we say stabilization, what we're talking about is phenotypical stabilization across we want uniform looking plants across the population. Homozygous is the word that my brain would not spit out there. We want them to all look the same. So that would take you 2, 3, 4, or 5 generations of breeding to get that plant to look homozygous, all of the same. But with fem seeds, most of these are S1s or R1s. I was just having a conversation with this. I wanted to explain it, but I wanted to save it here for the podcast. Most of these are S1s or R1s. An S1 is if I take one plant, I take two copies of it, and I self it. I take that pollen from the golden goat, put the pollen on the golden goat, I have selfed it. Golden goat to golden goat, it's self, nobody else. If I put the golden goat pollen on any other plant, that is an R1, that is a reversal. So that's the difference between an S and an R. The selfed stuff, you're going to find more uniformity because we're not adding as many ingredients. It is all golden goat. Golden goat to golden goat, you should get golden goat, right? The magic part about breeding, the magic part about genetics is you're going to see, so golden goats obviously got parents. We started with two golden goat plants, but that plant had parents. It had Island Sweet Skunk, Hawaiian Sativa, Romulan, and its background. And those plants have parents as well. So all of those genes are all in this mix, which means when you run the golden goat to golden goat, you could see some Island Sweet Skunk, Hawaiian Sativa, Romulan phenotypes pop out. Those are going to be the outliers. Most of your phenotypes will look like golden goat, but some are going to represent the mom, the dad, the grandma, the grandpa. Those will pop through from both sides. That's just the way it's going to work with selfed seeds, with the S1s. Now, with the Rs, we're taking two different plants and we're putting them together. So we've got the opportunity to see representations. We hope, as a breeder, to get, I usually hope, for a 50-50 mix. So if I throw I'm going to do the marbles analogy again. If I throw 50%, 64 red marbles and 64 blue marbles, when mix them up when I make my scoop, I'm hoping to get a bunch of purple marbles, right? 64 purple marbles out of that is what I would hope for. But it's not going to work that way, because sometimes I'm going to get marbles that, like I said before, lean a little bit more red. There's going to be marbles that lean a little bit more blue. That's just how it's going to go, because this is the first filial generation of this cross. Even though it is an R1, even though it may be an S1, it is also an F1, which means it's got that F1 vigor, but it's also got that hybridization where it could show filial or phenotypes, phenotypical expression. I'm not even going to edit that. Phenotypical expression from both sides and from further generations. It can show you a lot of those expressions. So that's why you're seeing differences. Your question, is it lazy breeders? No, it is. That's what, when we're making F1s, S1s, R1s, that's how it works, because there's no, we haven't done any stabilization work to make them more uniform. That would take another generation, two more generations to make them uniform and stable. F1 seeds work the same way. If you buy a bunch of F1s from people, I sell a lot of F1s, and many people enjoy that F1 because it has a lot of vigor and they can find the phenotype that they like. You're going to find the phenotypes you like. So you say, why make a strain description? Because we've narrowed it down that it is pretty close to that. You're going to get within this range. We can't be perfectly accurate with it, but we get pretty close. You'll notice my descriptions are pretty close. A lot of those are F1s, and I'm still nailing it. I've often described it like, maybe you've decided you want Italian food. So you go to a website, you find seeds that maybe look like Italian food. Be creative with me here. You found your favorite. You found a plant that says tastes like strawberries and bananas, and when you smoke it, it makes your fucking hair fly backward. You're like, that's exactly what the fuck I want, right? So we go to the restaurant that tastes like strawberries and bananas, makes your hair fly backward. We're in the right restaurant. We've given you the menu. Now, the phenotypical expression, the variation you may get, in my opinion, that's like, once you've got the menu, I can go over and decide if I want gnocchi, if I want fucking penne pasta, if I want spaghetti, if I want some meat sauce. So I've driven you to the restaurant. Now you just got to choose the one on the menu that works best for you. And now that's where we go back to choosing the one that works best for your grow, your bong, your customers, your wallet, whatever you're growing for. We got to find the one that works best for that. So it's not a weird question. I understand where you're coming from. When we put a description on a pack of seeds, you want it to come out like that. But keep in mind, these are nature's fucking little beans. It's nature. It's natural. This is genetics. There's going to be variation. Just like if your mom and dad made 20 babies, they're not all going to look the same. If your mom's got blue eyes, your dad's got brown eyes, I'm sure that one of those is dominant in the breeding. I haven't researched which is dominant, blue or brown eyes. But some of your siblings are going to have brown eyes. Some are going to have blue eyes. And maybe one or two of them may have green eyes because grandma or grandpa somewhere on the line had green eyes. It's going to work that way. Maybe one of your brothers and sisters is super fucking tall and the other guys are 5'8". Just a phenotypical outlier. That's the way genetics work. We wish we could control it and manipulate it to be fucking, I put pollen here, I put pollen here, and ta-da, these are all going to come out like clones. That is not the way that genetics work. That it takes a lot more work. It's not lazy breeding. It's just when, so with fem seeds, the first filial generations of fems, in my experience, are the best. After that, you start unlocking weird shit. You can make weird plants, mutants, things that don't grow right. So S1s are the best, R1s are the best for the fems, because like when you breed with an F2, a normal F2 reg seed, that's when you unlock Pandora's box of phenotypes. That S2 is where a lot of weird shit also happens. So that's why we're doing it that way. My dude, was your name Bumclot? I get it. Bro, make sure you check your inbox and thank you for the great question. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pimps and hoes, friends and foes, smokers, growers, clone cutters, pollen chuckers, all of you amazing cannabis farmers out there, thank you once again for listening to this episode. This might be a short episode after a couple of edits. I'm not even sure how it's going to end up, but I do want to thank you once again for watching, listening. Make sure you click like, make sure you click subscribe, and also tell a friend about the podcast. If you have a friend who is growing, who is new at growing, who's been growing for a little while, somebody that could, maybe they just need some advice and they're too stubborn to listen to you, recommend the podcast. Tell them the Grow From Your Heart podcast will get them up to speed. I think that is all I've got for you. Don't forget to check iRedirect for fresh new testers. Also, all orders over $100 at iRedirect do come with free shipping. I think I'm rambling at this point. That's all I've got for you. I'll be back in a week with fresh new content. I want to give a big shout out to my buddy Untrained Astronaut. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me.
Rasta Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Time to take another dab. Grab your piece in and I go find the bag. Rasta Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, hug your mom, we relax.
Hold up. Roots and wisdom start to show. From the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibe. Rasta Jeff in our conscious tribe. He spreads the truth in every word. Every voice must now be heard. Healing like the cannabis. Go from your heart, cure this. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your heart every day. Like a dog, educate and elevate. Join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your heart every day. Lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your heart.